I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Smoke and Joe Patrick going to join us in 20 minutes. Moving back to his Thursday time slot as football season is here. We always like to keep Fridays and Mondays open, you know?
Yes.
Stretch our legs a little bit.
Yes.
Just go with the flow. See where it takes us.
Yes.
So Joe will join us in 20 minutes. We'll talk some Falcons with him ahead of their second preseason game tomorrow night. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40. Any question, any topic, get the phone lines open for you. Great calls this week, by the way. We'll keep that rolling today. And we'll get to the big story of the day in just a minute as well.
Yeah, we're Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We like to talk to folks.
Yeah,
we like to talk. To have guests on and everything. You know,
sure.
That ain't our thing. You know, we like what we like.
We like the guests that we like.
Yes, we like what we like.
Yeah.
We try to keep
We specifically asked for Bill Bender because we really like talking to Bill Bender.
Yes.
We like Joe. We love Grant.
Yes.
Roddy Nabalsi will join us again during Georgia football season. Yes. Brandon Adams joins us. But yeah, we're kind of particular about.
Yeah, we're getting better though. I think is it kind of taking on
the
personality of Randy? We're just who we are, not really like spreading our tentacles too far.
I think we've spread our tentacles all out.
Yeah, but
it's just where they spread to.
There's just more tentacles out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of tentacles.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one thing about this show is
we got a lot of
plenty of tentacles.
Plenty.
The other thing is where we put the tentacles at. It's worked.
Yes.
So like, I think maybe at one point they were like, I don't know. Other shows have done it like this. I think you guys should think about that. And then we're like, I don't know, we want to do it like this. And then after a while, like, can't argue with the numbers.
No,
you know,
I don't want to do that, man.
So then Mondays and Fridays during football season, we just clear the deck.
Yes.
And we talk about all the games that happened the weekend before, and then on Fridays we talk about all the games that are going to happen that weekend. And even still, with 3 hours of doing that, we don't talk about all the games.
Yeah.
There's stuff every single Friday during football season. I drive home and I'm like, oh man, I forgot. I wanted to say that one thing about this game.
Yes.
And then on Monday, it's like, oh, I know we talked about the Georgia Tennessee game, but there was one thing I wanted to mention and I forgot to mention it. That's what football season is.
I had a question. Are we doing picks this year? Are we starting week zero or are we going to start? Oh, God. You know what?
I literally just edited the picks document
today.
Are you eating
right now while you're talking?
Sure is.
You were so excited.
That was amazing.
That you could even swallow the beef jerky.
Well, what do you got? What's lunch?
It's so funny because I literally, 10 minutes ago, took last year's picks document, copied it, and updated it for this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have us starting in week one of college.
Yeah, I think that would make sense.
Okay.
We'll start in week one of college, and then we go all the way through the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Right?
Gotcha.
So that's a long time.
Yeah, I was just curious because I was like, because I got to get some get back. I had a bad, like, October and November.
You want me to pull it up?
Pretty much sucked in September. No, you don't need to pull nothing up, eh? All right. Yeah, just go about your business, dog. Go about your business.
Keep eating that wrap.
Go back
it's done. Now I'm looking at I'm looking at October.
Go back to eating that meat stick.
You were good in October.
Man. Yeah.
November.
Yeah, November, one of them months. One of the months.
November was
one of those fall
November
months.
Was
one of them damn fall months. Yeah, I went into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went into it.
Now, you weren't, trying.
I was ready to retire. I was just ready to retire.
Yeah, no, I like that. I like we'll get back into it. Picks against the spread on Friday is one of the many things. I mean, I'm trying to think of other stuff that comes back. Like, riding a ball season. And Arch. Arch will come back on Wednesdays. We'll talk to Arch on Wednesdays. During Falcon season. Oh, I found out that the Wade Ford Tailgate Show home game broadcast, we will be at Centennial Yards.
Okay.
So we'll be right there, just right there at the stadium. If you're going to the game, you can come by and see us and say what's up. Then obviously road games will be here in studio. But, yeah, that's where the home broadcast will be for the Wade Ford Tailgate Show.
Nice.
All right. Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
I don't think it affected my preparation at all. I mean, last year I was a rookie, and I played one preseason game for I don't even know a couple drives.
Yes, we know, Michael.
And when I felt good, like I'm always gonna be ready. That's my job, is to be ready whenever week one come. And and in college you didn't have no preseason. It's like you got your spring game and you going into week one. So it's the same thing. I'm gonna be ready week one. Whenever it count, I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna show up.
Yeah, but the thing about it, you ain't playing Eastern Washington week one. Okay. you're playing
Portland State's not coming to town week one.
You're not playing. You're playing an NFL team that has won your division the last, how many, was it four in a row?
Four in a row.
The Tampa's won?
Yeah. Yeah. Your division rival who won the division last year, even though you beat them twice.
Yeah.
Because you gave it away down the stretch, who's won the division 4 years in a row and has gone where you've wanted to go each of the last 4 years.
Yeah.
When arguably, I mean, whatever, we don't have to relitigate it, but yeah, like that's who you're playing week one.
Yeah.
So I hope you are. I think that he will be. I don't know that if Michael Penix played two drives this Friday night against the Tennessee Titans, he would be any more ready for the Bucs on week one.
I am. You know I'm 100% with you on that one. 100% on that. Like I don't buy some things about the playing in the preseason, not playing in it. I especially don't buy it when you're talking about them in week four about, well, because they didn't play in the preseason, that's why they are. No, they're just bad.
Yeah, they're just bad.
It just happened. Yeah, it's just bad.
Just quit making excuses for
them. It's just bad. Like Kirk Cousins wasn't going to be any better against Pittsburgh than he was.
No, he wasn't.
That's just what it was. You know, we would have saw it.
That's the thing.
And we were like,
it might have been worse because Pittsburgh would have known exactly what he was going to look
exactly.
like.
Exactly. So we would have known, like, oh, he looks rusty.
Yeah.
But we saw the first series. I was like, whoa. Something wrong.
I don't remember it was the first series. It was early in the game, first quarter. Because the first couple sacks, he had no chance.
Yes.
Like,
CJ Watt. Was
he would have got, Lamar Jackson would have got sacked on those ones the way that the right tackle was getting abused by TJ Watt. The third one, he tried to move up in the pocket and evade a little bit, and that was rough. It was like, all right, maybe just go down, man.
Don't make it worse.
Yeah, you're just kind of hobbling around back there. Yeah. And then you see the quarterback show, and he's talking about not being super up to speed with the offense and feeling comfortable with it, and snaps the ball off the motion man, and they fumble it. It was a disaster. Week one last year against the Steelers was an unmitigated disaster, offensively.
But it's crazy because, like, I forgot who was saying something about it. And I was kind of the same way. I hated starting the season with division opponents.
Mm.
You know, but, I mean, they are. You're starting off with the team that you're trying to dethrone as far as, you know, the team that's won this division the last 4 years. And so you got to get out the gates going. You know, now we talked about it, they have a key injury. We're talking about this pass rush and affecting Baker. They're without their all-pro left tackle right now.
Because
at the beginning of the camp, they said he was going to miss some time, the beginning of the season.
Yeah, he'll probably be back by the end of September, but he's not going to be out there for week one.
So that gives you an advantage with these young pass rushers. Baker's so good to me. And Baker's was not good to me.
I know what you meant.
Yeah, you know what I
mean. In your opinion.
Yeah, you know how people be taking everything I say. Y'all know what I did. I know it sounds weird, but y'all know what I meant.
We knew what you meant.
But, yeah, and so you're in that situation. They got don't know if Chris Godwin's going to be ready, but they went and drafted out of Ohio State.
Dude, Emeka Ebuka.
And Emeka is, what'd you read?
Rave
is
reviews.
Balling.
Yeah, which no surprise. He's a balling. Really good player.
Balling, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, you got to get out to a fast start. We talked about it already. You know, you just had your it's so early to say your tune up because you went against another team.
But kind of what it
but
was.
It kind of was that, yeah. To see yourself against another scheme, other players, and everything. Like
right.
After this week, you got after this game right here, you still got two more weeks.
What do you think? Okay, so like it is hard to call it a tune up because you do have 3 weeks before you play a game. Yeah. But it, you know, in terms of going ones on ones and all that, that is the main work you're going to get just happened.
Yes.
Between now and then, like if something was going to be the tune up, what do you think it would be?
I think it would have to be more ones versus ones.
They'll do some practice. Like very serious scrimmage, maybe early that week or something.
I think that like that opening week, because one thing you don't want, one thing like after the third preseason game, you still have two more weeks, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so
Because it's on a Friday, you have 2.5 weeks kind of because it's Friday to a Sunday.
You kind of want to try to keep it into like a camp vibe. And then before you get – but you'll sprinkle in some Tampa. And I'm pretty sure they've already sprinkled some Tampa in. But then you want to get to a point where you're not bored. That's why they talk about the Super Bowl and everything. You don't want to go put the game plan for the Super Bowl in a week early.
Right.
You know, you want to sprinkle some stuff in, but you want to keep it, you know, like practice, keep it like a regular off – I mean, what's the word I'm looking for? Off bye week.
Yeah, like a regular ramp up to a game.
Yeah, so you want to try to do that. But I think you got to get some one-on-one actions, ones versus ones.
I think you just said this. I don't know if I heard it correctly. When do you start sprinkling Tampa stuff in? Like, when do you start going Tampa-specific stuff?
After the third piece of the game. But it's not necessarily a game plan, though. It's more you might throw something into a period.
Maybe. Okay. And then you really go game plan normal, like the Wednesday of the week?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, hell, because – yeah, because the cut down is Friday or Saturday, whenever.
After the preseason.
And it's usually because there's so much time between that in that cut day longer, it's a little bit longer than that final one.
I can tell you exactly when cut day is.
Yeah, I would think it would be get it right.
August 27th at 4 p.m.
Yes.
Because you know what else is happening August 27th at 4 p.m.?
No, Andy, I would like to know. Tell me.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is giving away an amazing lawnmower. One lucky listener is going to win a Rolux Reel mower. It's your chance to win the ultimate tool to cut down your yard in style on Cut Down Day. For contest rules or to enter, visit 92.9thegame.com.
Get you some of that.
There you go.
Sound check.
That's what you call organic marketing.
Yeah, man.
Or something.
Sound check.
I don't think that's what you call it. Yeah. It's all right. So we call it.
That's what I call it. What kind of check is it?
Air check.
Air, yeah. Air is sound.
Check that air.
Air is sound. Sound is air.
That's right. God, I was going to say something about the Falcons. Oh, here's what I was going to say. You got to be ready to rock week one, obviously.
Yes.
It's the Bucs. It's the first game. We understand it's a division. That first slate, that first month is tough, man. Like, you got the Bucs. Obviously, they're a good team. Then you go to Minnesota to take on the Vikings, who are good.
Yes.
Now they're starting a new quarterback, so we'll see. But still, they got a lot of talent.
That defense is still there.
Now, then you got the Panthers week three, which should be good, but I don't know.
But I don't know. You got to get it going because you need this.
I don't mean the Panthers should be good. I mean, that should be good for the Falcons, but
they're going to be better. I think they're going to be better. But, yeah, you can't get to Minnesota. I mean, obviously you're going to get to the game, but you got to win this first game.
Right.
I know we got a lot of time for it, and we're going to talk more and more about it as we get up to it. But they got to get this first one. And I'm not saying because they're going to Minnesota next, because I don't believe in that crap.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you got to find a way to get it. Because
you played three playoff teams in September.
Because it's the damn first one, and it's a division one. You know, you'll be one up on them in the division.
And two of your first three games are division games, too.
Yes.
The Bucs, obviously, then you got the Panthers in week three. So, yeah, man. The last thing I want to do is have another conversation about like slow starts.
No.
You know?
No.
It's like, well, this percentage of teams.
Get out them gates.
Because if you start 3-0, there's also percentages of teams that make the playoffs when they do that. You know?
Yes.
Those are better percentages.
They're better.
Yeah.
But I mean, you said it a long time ago. Division games are 1.5.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, you have three games in your first four.
Yeah, man.
What?
You got to find a way to get them.
Three games in the first two. Sound is noise, air. Joe Patrick's going to join us next. We're going to talk about the Falcons with him. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It sounds like a good time.
Dude.
Doesn't it?
What? That's funny, man.
You talk about ingredients that add up to a good time.
A mansion?
Mansion.
Yes.
Private party mansion.
Yes.
Barbecue.
Yes.
And?
Warren G.
Warren G?
Yeah.
Rapper Warren G? That's a trifecta right there.
All right. I ain't one to get dirty or nothing. But why do I want to go to a mansion party that Warren G's hosting?
Why wouldn't you want to go to a mansion party? I don't even know how to answer that question.
I don't believe it.
Mansions are big.
I don't go to mansion parties unless it's the owner's house.
Well, maybe it is. Maybe Warren owns it.
Regulate ain't bringing up residuals like that no more.
I'll say, you turn on the radio basically any time of day. If you scan around, you can find Regulators.
All day.
It's just on.
And I don't care. And I'll go back over and over again. Warren G
got punked in that song.
Punked in it. He did.
Thank man.
I'm breaking myself.
Thank God for Nate Dogg. If Nate Dogg wouldn't have saved him, there'd be no barbecue on Sunday. I'll tell you that.
I know we got to get to Joe. You remember how yesterday we were talking about where you from and how you say it?
Yeah.
If he would have just said that with Mo Bass, I'm breaking myself. Man, I'm breaking myself. Instead of, I'm breaking myself.
I can't believe Warren's wealth.
I'm taking Warren's wealth.
I hope no one tries to take Warren's wealth on Sunday. Don't be going to that mansion party acting a fool, okay? No, apparently he's got his own brand of like rubs and barbecue sauce and stuff like that.
That's the thing. That's a new thing, Doc. Yeah. I bought some from State Entertainer and Anthony Anderson. They have a new thing.
Yeah,
I got some of their rubs.
See, that's what we need to make. That's what we should
have. Yeah, I got some of their rubs.
Andy and Randy meat rub.
Oh. We get that meat right.
Telling you. I don't know. Maybe we'll work.
Sponsored by Blue Chew. We'll
All right. Let's get Smoking Joe Patrick in here before.
In one quarter, we've got the game's midday host, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds. And to the best of our knowledge, Chad in the other quarter, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smoking Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight because he likes to cause trouble.
That is a great idea, though.
Yeah.
A meat fest sponsored by Blue Chew. All right, anyway. All right, Joe. Preseason game number 2 is tomorrow night. How are you?
I'm good, guys. This reminds me, man, we're getting into some dicey territory with the FCC here if I share this story, but screw it. I'm going for it.
Share it.
When I was a kid, there's a funny story we have as a family. We're sitting at a table. We were at some restaurant. And that had like jerk chicken or something, and I thought it was like technique. I didn't know what it was. I thought it was a technique for like cooking, and I just say as a kid, "How do you jerk meat?"
Yeah, dog. Hey, man. Damn it, Joe.
Yeah, no, good. That was good.
Hey, you.
That was our fault. That was our fault. That was
all our fault.
We're
some juvenile still.
All right. So obviously the last 2 days were joint practice, and that is kind of from their perspective, the best ones versus ones work they're going to get against another team. I know they'll be able to go ones on ones with their own guys, but with another team. And then there was a big fight yesterday too. What did you make of all the fighting that was going on out there?
Well, yeah, I mean, like we've dissected this thing blow by blow, many times now since it happened. I think actually the most important thing, when you go into these joint practices, there's this narrative that usually comes out of it that's like, which team won, you know? And obviously on Tuesday, the Falcons were dominant in that scrimmage. But I think with the Wednesday scrimmage, it was a lot more even. And coming out of it, it was a positive day for the Falcons, regardless of what actually happened on the field in terms of the reps, just because, you know, it's never, you don't want to necessarily say it was like because of a fight, it kind of like galvanized the team or brought the team together. But I do think that with a young quarterback, a new quarterback that they're going into a season with, you know, I think that there was some sort of bonding and coming together that came about because of what happened. And it's not necessarily the fact that Michael Penix, you know, got himself into that situation just from the heat of battle being on the field, but it was, you know, the response of Kalen McGarry and Matthew Bergeron, for example, who were the first ones to kind of, you know, come to his defense in that moment. And then you saw kind of the whole team get behind him. And honestly, it kind of struck home for me after the practice when I got home, I saw that like Matthew Bergeron and Ray McLeod had retweeted some of the quotes that I had posted from Michael Penix that came out that I think just goes to show how much they kind of had his back and had his respect. And, I think that that's a really good thing to come out of that joint practice for as ugly as it can be and as scary as it can be sometimes for coaches, not wanting players to get hurt and such. I think, you know, considering there was no harm, no foul there, I think that it's a good day for the Falcons to have gone through that.
Damn, Joe, your Twitter on fire.
Dude, I was going to say.
Last week, ESPN was all over. This week, you got players.
I think it goes to show. Joe's got a lot of influence.
Yeah, man. Joe moved. Yeah, I see you, my boy. Hey, Blue I see you, my boy.
Yeah. Matthew Bergeron only has like 4,000 Twitter followers, so Falcons fans need to get on that. Show the man some respect.
JP, what are some of the things you want to look for this game that you didn't see in the last piece of game? Obviously, the same group of players are going to play in this game than they did last game.
Yeah, it's the same group. You know, I expect a similar group of players, but there are some players that didn't play or played a little bit that I want to see more of. Braylon Trice being one of those guys, it'll be interesting to see if he gets on the field at all. We don't know if that's going to happen. He was dressed and ready to play for the first preseason game, but it sounds like it's just one of those things where they wanted to take it easy. I think we talked about this when I was on the show last week. So it'll be interesting if they get him out there. But there are some other guys as well, like, for example, Morgan Fox, who you know, when he was signed, I kind of figured he was going to be a pretty big part of this team's pass rush and what they wanted to do on third downs and such. And we didn't really see him enter the game until the fourth quarter. So I don't know what that necessarily means for him, but it'll be interesting to see if he gets more reps. And then I think one of the more interesting position battles that's happening on the team right now is in that secondary, especially at the cornerback position. It's unfortunate that Kobe Bryant went down this week with a hamstring injury. He's week to week, so he's not going to play this week. And that would, if he's week to week, I mean, he's basically only gotten about 1 week of practice in at this training camp. Wouldn't make it seem likely that he's going to be on the 53-man roster. So there's other spots to be won there. Natron Brooks, obviously, kind of, you know, putting his name in contention with some big plays and big run stops. And so it's just really fun to see these guys competing. And, you know, that's the kind of thing that we have. That's what these preseason games are for. It's these, because a lot of these players who are playing in the preseason game actually are not getting reps in practice. So this is their time to really go out there and show the coaching staff that, you know, there's more to come from them, and they deserve a spot on the 50, or maybe not even 53-man, but just even on the practice squad.
Hey, what did you think of Penix's answer on Darnell Mooney? I mean, at least it sounds like Mooney's going to be back week one, which is good, but what did you learn there?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was interesting that there's at least some expectation that he is, that at least his teammates are hoping that he's going to be back for week one, whether he actually is or not. I mean, I think that that's to be determined. It's not like what Michael Penix said made it sound like he is definitely going to be back, but I think it gives us a timeline of like when we can expect to be back, him to be back. I think that we can reasonably say he's questionable at this point for week one. But if he's not back for week one, which is a big if, like, you know, it's, Falcons obviously need as many of their players available for them in such an important week one game, as important as a week one game can be in the context of the NFC South. But, you know, I think if he's not back for week one, he should be back soon thereafter. But obviously, you know, maybe even some could say that's a huge disappointment after the initial projection was, you know, 3 weeks, which is what the team put out after he was injured. But for me personally, the second that Raheem Morris came back and kind of said, oh, yeah, it's actually going to be 3 weeks before we reevaluate at that point, that to me signaled that he was basically never going to play a part in this training camp. So if he can play in week one, for me, that's a very good thing for the Falcons.
Got about a minute, Joe. And I think me and you talked about it up there while we were standing by each other. Drake London's entitled for a big year from what we see from training camp. It seems like every other throw is going to him.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Especially with Darnell Mooney out, it feels like he is the number one guy, it seems, that Michael Penix wants to look for. And I think he is he's a different kind of receiver in this modern NFL, where we see a lot of guys who are, you know, these quick, bursty, twitchy, you might say. And he's not necessarily like that. He can't be an extremely effective and just rack up tons of yards and tons of catches. I mean, I think that he is basically tailor-made to be a guy who's a 100-plus catch guy who can take that beating from, you know, getting tackled that many times. And we talked about it, Randy. Like, he can pick up so many additional yards after the catch, even though he doesn't do it in a way that you see a guy like Justin Jefferson or Jamar Chase do it. You know, he can just bowl over guys. We saw in that – I always think about that Tampa Bay game that was on that Thursday night where he catches a touchdown pass, and he, you know, he catches it at about the 10-yard line and then just bullies through some defensive backs like a, you might tight end do. And he is kind of built similarly to Kyle Pitts. They look kind of similar just in terms of their height and weight. So I think that Drake is in for, you know, as big a year as possible. If he can stay healthy, I think he's going to be another monster year.
Great stuff, Joe. Thank you.
Appreciate it, JP.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks for the chicken story as well. It was very good. Smoke with Joe Patrick there, 92.9 The Game Falcons insider. He'll be in the building tomorrow night for the preseason game. Follow him on Twitter at JAPatrick200. Like Randy said, Twitter account's going off over there.
Yeah, man.
He had the video of Ra getting pushed back by Drake.
Yeah, man.
He's got all the stuff from Penix. He's got Falcons players retweeting him.
Joe, come on. In there, man.
He's in there. All right. Yeah. We'll come back and get to an AMA. Phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 90.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tonight in the game. Brought to you by Right From the Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Full phone lines. Rick. So let's start with Ricky, who's in Union City. Hey, Ricky.
Ricky!
Hey, how you got doing?
Good, Ricky. How are you?
All right. Do you guys got time for two quick questions?
Yeah.
Okay. First question is about our quarterback, Michael Penix. So my question about him is, we've went through Ritter, we went through Mariota. Real, and not the politician answer, like the unfiltered answer. How much of a window does he have to show us as Falcons fans that he is our guy? We can give this guy the keys. He is going to take us to the next level. He's our guy. That's the first question. The second question is about James Pierce. And I just wanted to know, he's already obviously done a lot in camp as far as scuffles and things like that. He has had a temperament issue, which is why I believe he dropped in the draft as far as he dropped. At what point does that, I guess, energy from a guy begin to turn into a potentially like a locker room cancer, you know, down the line, which we don't need? And that's all I got.
All right. Thanks, Ricky.
I don't believe that happens. That's not a real thing where it turns into a locker room cancer. Like, I don't see that ever happen. And I've never seen that happen.
We are.
Yeah, I've never seen that happen.
We're miles away.
Yeah, yeah. So I've never seen, Ricky, that. Yeah, I've never heard of that, and I've never seen that happen.
Now, as far as, like, James Pierce, you know, if he's out there getting penalties in the regular season and costing the team yardage and not getting to the quarterback, then that's a conversation.
That's a conversation.
But you know, like, we got to wait till we see him playing games and how he's acting and all that, because it seems like his teammates love him.
They love him to death, man. And the window thing, Michael Penix, I don't understand the question.
Yeah.
If he plays bad, then
– well, he's a starter.
He's a starter.
Like, Michael Penix is going to be the starter of this football team for the next – few years, whether he plays well or not.
I would say two.
Okay.
This year, next year.
Okay.
If he plays bad.
So then that's like that's the worst case scenario.
Yes, that's worst case scenario.
Okay. So 2 years.
Yeah, the worst case scenario is 2.
God, I hope
yeah.
the good happens way before that. And I think it will.
Yeah, but I think worst case scenario is 2 years. I don't personally see that, but
yeah,
I,
like I, just I go, in the context, because he asked it kind of by bringing up Mariota and Ridder, mm-hmm. very different situations because of the draft selection yeah. and all that.
And they both like, were they,
it was a top 10 draft pick.
Nobody ever believed in Ridder more than only Arthur Smith.
Yeah, and Mariota was an emergency yes. valve when Matt Ryan yes. wanted a trade because yes. Deshaun Watson didn't sign here.
Right.
So yeah, all those situations are different. But yeah, Penix has you know. You're a top 10 draft pick at quarterback. You have more leeway than yes. most. Westley is in Sugar Hill. Hey, Westley.
How's it going, guys? Great show today. I want to make one comment, then I'm going to ask a question. And I want y'all to know, don't get mad at me. I am a positive person, and I'm really excited about this season, but I have been a fan since 68.
Yeah.
So I'm really leery of all my passes going to one receiver, and then – so here's my question.
Okay.
With the quarterback situation as it is, and if the injury bug does hit us, what are we going to do if we lose Penix for a game or two? Are we going to throw Cousins in there right away?
Yeah.
And then number two is do y'all feel there's just something in the pit of my stomach that I'm really about the season, but I'm just so – I just don't want to see the that usually happens to us.
Yeah, no, Wesley, I get it, Wesley.
Yeah, Wes's phone's breaking up.
You got scar tissue,
yeah,
man.
That's what, I mean, you're not, there's nothing,
you're not crazy.
You're the only one. You're not crazy.
You're not crazy.
Yeah, you're not crazy or anything. Like, my whole thing, I understand it. I'm just of the mindset where it's like, I can't. Why automatically begin torturing yourself before you see it?
True.
That's my thing.
You're there, but you're also
yes.
Like, so that's like that's the
yes.
not too low part.
Yeah.
But you're also not like
no. But no. Exactly. Hyping up. I would never. I'm not yeah. going there. I'm
you're
not
right,
going there.
Right in
I'm,
the middle.
I'm not going there. And I know somebody hit us the other day. And I'm not trying to sell you. I'm not trying to sell you that I think this team is going to do this and this and this. I'm a wait and see person. I'm a wait and see person until you prove me wrong. Not only say you prove me wrong until you show me you can do it. And the Falcons are an organization where they have to just show me. They can show me. I can tell you all I think about how good their personnel all is, but it's still the damn Falcons at the end of the day.
But I think also at the same yeah. time, any of the positive stuff we've talked about, it's like, well, but it is a rookie quarterback.
Yes.
And there are going to be bumps.
Yes.
I do think Drake London is really good and poised to have a great year.
Yes.
Same thing with Bijan.
Yeah.
But there, you know, there's flaws too.
Yeah, man. Oh, hey, Wesley, you ain't crazy.
No, Wesley, you're not crazy.
You're not crazy at all.
What was the first one that he said? I don't remember the first one that he said. Yeah, but no, Wesley, just know this. Not only are you not crazy, you're not alone.
No,
like,
you're not.
A lot of people, yeah. I mean, there's not very many fan bases that have been through more
yes.
than the Falcons fans have. Okay? So you're in good company, Wesley. Jeff is in Griffin. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, thank you.
I heard y'all talking about aliens and going in the basement. What's the difference between a basement and a cellar?
Well, I'll tell you this.
Interesting.
I can go by my grandma, my great-grandma in them cellar. A lot of preserves.
Okay. So there's a lot of things that are canned
yeah,
down
yeah.
there?
Okay. There wasn't no TV.
Yeah, well, I just think of a cellar as like
I just think a cellar
it's like concrete
on the side of the house.
Yeah,
it's accessible unfinished, from outside, isn't it?
Huh?
And it's accessible from it's outside.
Yeah, you have like a
yeah, you have like that.
What do they call that? The thing that opens up
yeah,
and you can walk down in cellar door.
Cellar door.
Oh, yes. Cellar door. What do they call that thing? How you get in the cellar?
Cellar door. But
yeah,
I think me. That's just how country folk think. I think a basement entertainment. I think basement entertainment. I think cellar some coming.
I think of you go to the
coming.
Cellar
yeah,
when the tornado's coming
yeah,
through.
Yeah.
I also think of a basement as like you got stairs in the house that
yes.
goes down to it.
Yeah.
And sometimes like your basement's nice.
Yes.
Like it's all finished out and it's got TVs and stuff.
But to his point, if there's a storm coming, I'm not going in my basement.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not going in my basement.
Why not?
Because I just have this paranoia of being there and the whole roof ripped off. And everything, the top two floors ripped off, and we just did. I don't know. I'm crazy
would,
like that.
But wouldn't
that
you rather be there?
Place to be?
Huh?
Where are you going to go?
I'm
going to
be in a doorway.
Okay. I thought maybe you were worried that the pool would flood and flood the basement up or something.
That too.
Well, he wasn't until now. I appreciate that.
We don't have a, we have like a, it's like a crawl space kind of,
yeah.
But it's bigger. Like I can stand up down there underneath the porch in the front of the house and I keep like the lawnmower down there and stuff. What's that called? Just a crawl space?
Yes.
Is there a fancier name for that? Can I call it a cellar?
No, because I know the
it
guy,
has a door.
The guy always asks us where the crawl space is, and I'm like, it's right because it's like right on the side of the house by the where the garage is.
Yeah,
that goes down to where the bathroom downstairs is. So I don't know how you get down and through there,
mm-hmm.
but they were like last time they were at the house, it was a leak, and they were like, we got to get where's the crawl space? I don't know. First of all, what is a crawl space?
space in which you have to crawl to get around.
Yes, but I'm saying, why do you need that? And then he told me and they explained it to me and all that stuff. But yeah, I don't. But yeah, I'm just country. I think of a cellar on the side of the house, tornado coming and all that. I think a basement, me down there chilling and being
from
a
from a architectural standpoint. Because I looked it up.
Why?
I do the research.
No, I'm glad. I was glad. I was like, I wonder from an architectural standpoint, what is it?
It says that a basement can have half of the room above curb level, while a cellar is completely below. Street level.
Okay. All right.
There it is.
I'm glad we got the architectural perspective.
I don't buy that definition.
I don't know if I do either.
And then a cellar also, Randy was saying, will have like some mason jars filled with beans.
I did see some that said cellars are used for storing things and basements can be used for living.
Yes.
There you go.
There it is.
We got there. Ed's in Lawrenceville. Hey, Ed.
Hey, guys. I want to tag along yesterday in the AMA. You were talking about hating it when people say I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I got another two-word phrase that drives me crazy as well. I'm an older guy. I'm in my 60s, and young people like to use it for thank you or you're welcome or okay. I hate the phrase no problem. You know, especially in a retail situation. Sir, I'd like the black SUV for $80,000. I'll take it. No problem, boss. Yeah,
what is it that you don't like about it?
I want to thank you or something, right?
Okay.
Okay, and then real quick, secondly, as soon as Abe came on the air earlier, I said, man, that guy is eating like an Uncrustable or something. I knew it right off the bat, and then Randy said meat stick. So I want to know specifically, because I heard wetness and moisture, and I'm thinking if it was a meat stick, he dipped it in like peanut butter or something. So I want to know exactly what Abe had. Thanks, fellas.
Thank you, Ed.
I threw it away. Well, the wrapper, not, I mean, I ate the, you know. But it was some sort of like beef jerky stick. Yeah.
Okay. So the moisture was provided by Abe.
Yes.
Potentially. That was saliva.
I have a question. This whole thing with this Savannah CBS affiliate, were they serious with that Michael Penix thing?
I think it's a typo.
It is a typo.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a Chiron fail.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
What is a Chiron, Abe?
Chiron's like the digital. Would you like to explain,
it's
Andy?
Like when someone's on TV, if they put their name underneath it, that's a Chiron.
Yeah, they mistyped the name, man. It's
Hey, man. I told people on Tuesday, you careful with the Penix. It auto-corrects to something else until you type it a few times. Like when he was the quarterback at Washington and me and my buddies would be texting, all of a sudden you're texting the wrong thing to your buddy, you know?
What the hell wrong with Andy?
Well, you said, you hope who does what?
Yeah.
Sorry, Penix. All right, Caleb is in Jefferson. Hey, Caleb.
What's up, guys? So y'all were talking about your Google searches earlier, and my mom had her 50th birthday party last year, and we did like a 70s type dress up themed birthday party. Mm-hmm. And Andy, your picture of you golfing with the mustache and stuff, it looked like you could have walked straight in and fit in with everybody that was dressed up.
Yeah,
not fucking crap, but you just reminded me of
I take 70s. That as a compliment.
And then Randy, there's a picture of you on there holding back Takiya spikes when you were with the Chargers, and he looked like he was about to eat somebody. I don't know if you remember what was happening that day.
Yes, I do.
That's all I got.
Oh, thanks, Caleb.
Yeah, he got I'll never forget. It was last game of the year, and the running back got tackled, and he went and ran at Spikes. And all Spikes did was kind of – he just defended himself, but the guy fell back, and they ejected him. And I still don't know to this day why Spikes was ejected. And he is losing his freaking mind. And so we're sitting there on the bench because defense is out, and they run over, and one of the coaches said, Randy, go get him. Because he wouldn't listen, and so I had to run out there and get him and walk. I literally walk him into the locker room. Like, hey, come on. Like, whoo.
And it's a great picture.
Oh, I hate they threw my man out that game because he didn't deserve it.
Yeah,
that's what that coach said, Randy, go get him, please. Because couldn't nobody.
Well, it's a good thing you were his teammate at that point.
I literally ran on the field and grabbed him.
Because that, to me, is one of the last guys in the world you want mad at you like that.
My boy was hot.
I think I could break your back with just his neck muscles.
It was a bunch of crap, man.
I shaved my beard off the other day.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Anybody notice? Yeah, my family didn't.
Yeah.
Nobody noticed.
Nobody noticed? No. I saw you with the new face.
2 days in, I was like, anybody? And they're like, oh, yeah, beard. But when I shave my beard off, I always leave the mustache last. And I think about it every time. And I'm like, I don't know, maybe we...
Maybe
mustache bunk comes back just for a little bit.
Come on, man.
And then I didn't, but.
I appreciate it, dog.
I really liked having it.
You don't have to look at your face with that on,
dog. Well, I do. I get to sometimes.
Because I know why you're doing it. Like, if the mustache is always your look, I ain't got no problem.
What was that? Why?
You know why you were doing it. Because you and Bo wanted to mess with me.
We're happy about Spencer Strider.
You and Bo wanted to mess with me.
No, I honestly, and again, I'm not probably going to go back to it ever. Thank you. Nobody likes it but me. But I really did like it. I really genuinely thought I looked.
Not.
Yes, I do.
No,
I am not lying. I am not lying. I really actually think that I looked cool when I had that mustache.
There's no way.
I swear to God.
There's no way.
And again, I'll cut it off because nobody likes it. My wife doesn't like it, all that. Although I will say, both of my children were conceived with mustache. So she doesn't hate it that much.
There's no more left to say on this Thursday after that one.
All right. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
Well, who needs a fertility when you had a mustache in Andy's case? all I know is that Abe was moist. And the magic party with Warren G is going to be litty. Litty.
This was said earlier in the show. Go back to eating that meat stick.
Yeah.
The Midday Show with Andy and Randy featuring lots of tentacles.
Yes.
And it's brought to you by Andy and Randy's Meat Rub.
How do you jerk meat? And Andy's mustache is like the full moon. Just weird things happen.
Yeah, man.
All right. Have a great rest of your Thursday. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.